So yesterday I wrote a post complaining about the fact that most internal web teams don't have the authority to do their jobs properly, how they're subject to the whims of more powerful departments and departmental heads. In a matter of hours, this became the most retweeted post I've ever had and got picked up by .NET Magazine. However, despite the general sense of agreement, one response came through again and again. How do we fix this when senior management don't see there is a problem? Now, that's a perfectly reasonable question, and although I have no silver bullets, the answer in my mind is quite simple. We must make them see the problem. As Jonathan Kahn says in his post on A List Apart when he wrote about web governance, he says, it's about pointing out risks, shining a light on organizational denial, overcoming resistance, and facilitating constructive discussion about change. So, where do we start? My suggestion is we start by asking difficult questions that nobody wants to face. Questions such as, who's measuring whether the website is achieving its business aims? Where is there a document outlining the objectives for the website? Do we know how much the website costs the organization? If there's a disagreement about the website, who makes the final decision? If a user has a problem with accessibility, who is responsible for fixing it? Who's qualified to make decisions about technical aspects of our web presence? Who is responsible for removing content from the site? Who is responsible for ensuring all content is correct and project the correct image of the company? What is our policy on using external agencies? Do we know what our legal obligations are regarding the website? Who is on the web team and how much time is dedicated to that role? The list could easily go on and on. But in addition to asking these kinds of difficult questions, I also think we could do with identifying the risks that arise if the website is not managed and resourced correctly. So these risks include legal ramifications, the risk that the website will be making a loss and nobody will realise it, that the website may damage the company's reputation, that the competition will be able to outperform you online. As Jonathan says in his post, in short, sell to their pain. As I said, this isn't a silver bullet. However, it might at least raise enough doubt to encourage management to engage an external agency to do a thorough SWOT test analysis and suggest some solutions. For example, they might just suggest that the web team needs more authority over their own website.